You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now we talk about the Women's Boat to Gaza. Joining us on the line, Zeenat Adam, spokesperson, South African chapter of the Women's Boat to Gaza. Zeenat, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me on air.
Jazakumullah khair for chatting to us. Tell us about the Women's Boat to Gaza initiative and how it came into being.
The Women's Boat to Gaza initiative started as part of the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. We've had the Freedom Flotilla Coalition internationally for a number of years since early 2000. But most people will remember the mission that we undertook in 2010 with the Mavi Marmara when the Israeli Defense Force boarded the boat and killed 10 people. From that date, we have consistently every year attempted to take at least one boat, if not more than that, to try and break the siege on Gaza and to draw attention of the world to the situation of the Palestinians under Zionist occupation. This has been our goal for all of these years, and this year we thought it might be an interesting take to have just a women's only boat going to Gaza for a few reasons. Number one, we believe that the situation in Palestine has become absolutely dire, both in the West Bank and in Gaza, under the Israeli occupation and under the blockade, and it's important and necessary to continuously draw attention of the world to the atrocities that are committed by the Zionist regime. Number two is that we want to highlight that the Palestinian struggle is not a struggle of men alone. Women have been at the forefront of the struggle from the very beginning. And we want to remember and commemorate the mothers and grandmothers who have held their families together from 1948 when they were displaced during the Nakba, when the Israeli state was created through the displacement of people from hundreds of their villages, right through to re-establishing themselves in Gaza as refugees and rebuilding their homes and continuing to hold their families together under such horrid conditions of bombardment, of starvation, of the inability to even have access to clean drinking water. And we recognize the women in Gaza right now who are heading up their households because the men have either been killed during the war or they've been imprisoned over time. And so we have these women-headed households who have to go out and fend for themselves and fend for their families, put food on the table, try and find work in the world's largest open-air prison where there isn't any work and there's barely basic necessities. And this was really the goal for the Women's Boat to Gaza this year.
Yes. Now, who are some of the international guests who are part of the Women's Boat to Gaza?
We have women from all around the world. The Freedom Flotilla Coalition is one that is international. So we have women who are joining us on the boat as VIP delegates from, for example, from Ireland. We have an MP, Mariette Maguire. We have a poet and activist, Naomi Wallace. We have a Maori MP from the Green Party, Marmara Davidson, who's from New Zealand. We've got a sports person from Norway. We've got prominent people from South Africa. Unfortunately, because of the security situation, we cannot announce the names of the people from South Africa as yet until they have their paper clearances and are able to be in Europe to board the boat. So, alhamdulillah, we have excellent, an excellent quality of people who are going to be on board. And we have prominent people within the crew members as well, people who have sailing experience but who have consistently been activists throughout their lives and who have always called for justice when it comes to the Palestinian cause.
Now, what is the South African chapter on the Women's Boat to Gaza's contribution to the mission?
From South Africa, we are working, the Palestinian Solidarity Alliance has always been part of the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, so we have consistently participated over the years in the Freedom Flotilla missions. This year, we are coordinating to send at least two delegates to be part of the mission, in addition to the support structures who will be around to help people who are on the boat. We are trying to raise funds in order to get our delegates on board. It is an expensive exercise, and that's the reason why we're calling for all South Africans to support us by donating as little as 30 rands going on to www.launchgood.com/WBG. That's www.launchgood.com/WBG. And this will enable us to ensure that we have South African delegates on the boat.
Yes. How important is it to continue highlighting the plight of the Palestinians, especially those under siege in Gaza?
Well, we know, for example, today the Woolworths boycott was called off, and that was one that was quite successful, and we had a strong campaign from South Africa. We don't want to lose momentum when we end one campaign without having support for another campaign. So we really think that there needs to be continuity and there needs to be continuous support and highlighting of the situation in Palestine. People around the world are looking at various kinds of conflicts, but that doesn't mean that the plight of the Palestinians diminishes in any way. So we certainly have to continue to apply pressure on the international community to recognize that Israel is an apartheid state, Israel is committing these kind of atrocities, and from a humanitarian perspective, the people of Gaza are in abject poverty. And this is the goal of the Women's Boat to Gaza this year.
In terms of the time frames and all of that, is everything in order?
We are working towards the launch of the boat from the 14th of September, which will leave from Barcelona. We have two boats. One is called the Amal, which is Hope, and the other one is called Zaytuna, meaning olive, so we are extending an olive branch. And the boats will travel along the Mediterranean, stopping along at various ports to build awareness and to ensure that people in Europe can interact with the boat, and we build public awareness about the situation in Palestine. The final leg of the journey will be from the Italian port of Messina onward to Gaza. Inshallah, if all goes well, we hope to reach Gaza in the first week of October. But we anticipate that there will be an interception by the Israeli Defense Force before we do that. So we are prepared for that. It is a risk. It has happened before where they've confiscated the boats and deported our people on board, and that's probably what would happen this year. But we're willing to take the risk because we feel that it's important enough for us to continuously ensure that we try to break this blockade.
All the best, and we'll continue chatting about this. Jazakumullah khair for sharing the information.
Jazakumullah for having me on air.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.